Continuing the Ramban, we began discussing last night how Abraham sends Eliezer, his trusted servant, to find a wife for his son Yitzhak. And as he does so, he makes Eliezer take a shvuah. He makes Eliezer take a vow, which is a two-part vow, as the Torah describes. Number one, that he will not take a woman from the land of Canaan for his son Yitzhak. And number two, that he will only go to the land of Abraham's birthplace, to Haran and to or Kazim, as Rashi explains, and he'll go over there, that's where he'll go to take a wife, but he won't go to the land of Canaan. And the Ramban asks a very simple question on this Shavua, and he asks, why does Avram make Eliezer take the Shavua, not to marry a woman from Canaan, and why doesn't he simply tell Yitzhak, his son, that I hereby want you to take the vow that you won't marry a girl from Canaan? And if he goes directly to the source, Yitzhak is already at this point a grown man, nearly 40 years old. So take the shvuah himself. Forget about Eliezer. Speak to Yitzhak and make sure that he takes a vow that no matter who will ever end up marrying, he'll never end up marrying a girl from Canaan. That's the Ramban's question. Suggest to Ramban the following answer. Since Avram desired during his lifetime to find a wife for Yitzhak, as we mentioned last night, that was the only thing according to Ramban that he had left, was to see grandchildren, to see the continuation of the generations, not just that he should have a son, but that his son should have children. So he wants in his lifetime already to have grandchildren, so he needs to find a wife. But the wife has to come from a land outside of the land of Canaan. Yitzhak himself isn't going to go there. We know that Yitzhak never left Eretz Yisrael, so he has to appoint a shliach, he has to appoint an agent to leave in order to go find it, to find her. Once he has to appoint an agent during his lifetime to go find her, so that agent, in this case Eliezer, would have to take the shvuah that he will only go to specific lands, that he's only going to go to the place where Abram was from, his birthplace. And once he was taking the shvuah on that part, that he was only going to go to those specific lands, so he threw in, included in the whole thing, that you'll only go to those lands, and you'll never take a woman from the lands of Canaan. Because this servant, when he goes, is going to have to start the shvuah process of saying, I'm only going to go to those particular lands. So he threw in, and take the opposite side of the shvuah, the second half, and I won't marry a woman from Canaan. So that once Eliezer was beginning to take the vow as he needed to, he just included every aspect of it, both sides, where he will go and where he won't go, in that shvuah. Fine, that says the Ramban, that's why Eliezer took the shvuah. How can we never find Avraham repeating this to Yitzhak? Once good, so Eliezer took the shvuah. Why don't we ever find Avraham communicating to Yitzhak himself this idea of never having to, of swearing never to take or marry a girl from Canaan? So Ramban uses this opportunity to describe a beautiful concept in all of our human relationships. And the Ramban says, Lohutruch letzavos es Yitzchak. It was not necessary to command Yitzchak not to take a woman from Canaan. Ki yadua bo shelo ya'avar al ratzon aviv. Because it was well known, says the Ramban to Avram, that his son would not violate his desire. And once he made Eliezer take that shavuah, then it became clear what Avraham wants. Once it was clear what Avraham wants, then he doesn't have to communicate that to Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak knows through the episode of Eliezer what his father wants from him. And once you know what your father wants of you, then you don't have to be communicated directly from Avraham what that is. Because it's clear. And that line, the Ramban says, which he doesn't speak anything more about it, but it's really a beautiful insight into all that we have as far as all the Torah and all of mitzvot and our human relationships and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you know what it is that the person with whom you have a relationship wants, you don't need it to be communicated. When you know that a wife wants a hot tea on a certain type of day, if she's not feeling well, to do it before you're asked is far greater than when you have to be asked to do it. I know this is what you want, and this is what I'll do. If this is what my parents desire, if this is what my children desire, if this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu desires of me, that doesn't need to sometimes be stated. And just to share one quick example, which the Ramban himself writes about in the Pasuk in Devarim, in the beginning of the Devarim says, Vatisa ha-yosher va-tov b'nei Hashem, to do that which is yosher, that which is straight, and that which is good in the eyes of Hashem. And the Ramban there asks, what does that mean? What's yashar and what's tov? How could you give me a commandment and not define what those things mean? What does it mean to be yashar? What does it mean to be tov? Says the Ramban, I don't have to define that because the Torah gave us so many mitzvos, menadam lechaveira, so many examples of what it means to be nice, what it means to be appropriate, what it means to be fair, what it means to go above and beyond what's required of you, that once you have that picture painted, I can just tell you, do that which is yashar and tov, and you can figure out in any given situation that you're in, even though I didn't tell you specifically in this situation how you should act, I've already made it clear what I want from you, and then I can say, do that which is yashar and tov, and you should be able to figure that out, says the Ramban, and therefore it doesn't need to be defined, because we can define it for ourselves. And Ramban suggests that as well, why Avram never has to communicate to Yitzhak himself this, because it's become clear what Avram's desire is, and therefore there's no question that Yitzchak will never violate that. No question Yitzchak will never look to the Benos Canaan to find himself a wife.